Are you sure you want this? I mean, are you absolutely certain? I know we've talked about it, but... Okay, so we've talked about it countless times. I know that. I want to make sure you've actually thought about it. This isn't a decision you can reverse. This is going all in. So, are you absolutely certain you want this? Me? Yeah, I'm certain. If I'm being honest, some part of me wanted him from the moment we met him for coffee. I mean, really, from the moment I saw him sitting in the booth. It was like my body knew he was exactly the kind of man I needed. The kind of man I'd spent years craving. You remember how I sat down next to him without even thinking about it, don't you? How I smiled when he put his arm around me just a few minutes into meeting. How I practically melted in his arms when he kissed me outside the coffee shop. I wasn't consciously thinking about having his baby back then, but I know some part of me was. Some part of me wanted him to get me pregnant from the moment we walked into that coffee shop. But you still haven't answered my question. Are you sure you want this? Because you need to be sure that you want my boyfriend to get me pregnant. You need to be sure that you want me to have his baby. You need to be sure that you want him to be the father of our baby. You need to be absolutely certain you want a permanent reminder of your status as a cuckold. Yeah? You're certain? Really? I can tell my boyfriend that I want him to get me pregnant? Oh, Thank you, baby. Oh, thank you. God, I don't even think I realized how badly I wanted this until you said you were sure. It's like I was holding back my desire just in case you decided you didn't want me to do it. Oh, God, I want it so much, though. I want his baby. I want his baby growing inside me. I want to have my boyfriend's baby. Oh, there's a few things we need to talk about, of course. First and foremost, you won't be allowed to have sex with me, even with a condom, until we are sure that I'm pregnant with my boyfriend's baby. I know condoms are safe, but they're not perfect. And to be honest, I just don't want to take the risk that you get me pregnant. I mean, now that we've decided you're not going to be the father of my baby, I want to make absolutely sure. So you'll be cut out from being inside me until it's confirmed that my boyfriend has gotten me pregnant. It's not a big deal, darling. It'll be fine. I know you love cleaning his cum out of me, but you're going to have to stop doing that too. I want to hold as much of his seed inside me for as long as I can. So until I get pregnant, you won't be invited between my legs to clean up his mess. Well, from now on, you shouldn't even think of it as his mess. His cum is now a gift he's giving to us, a gift that's going to get me pregnant. Oh, don't make that face, sweetie. I know you love cleaning up his cum. I know it makes you feel so good to clean an alpha male's mess from your wife's sopping wet pussy. I know it makes you feel like a good cuckold and that it turns you on so much. I can't even count the number of times you've blown your load while you're cleaning him out of my pussy. But you are cut off until I'm pregnant. Also, my boyfriend's going to stay the night while I'm ovulating. That will give us the best chance at getting pregnant. So during that time, you'll move out of the master bedroom and, I don't know, onto the couch or something, so I can share it with him. You said you wanted this, right? You were absolutely certain of it, aren't you? I know it's still a little scary. I can only imagine. It's not scary for me, of course. I've picked a superior man to get me pregnant, and I'm pretty sure every woman would make that choice if she had the chance. But I understand why it's a little scary for you. Don't worry, though. It's going to be great for you. Come on, you're at least a little turned on right now, aren't you? Don't deny it, Sadie. I can see it in your face. If I reached under the covers right now, I'm pretty sure I'd find that your cock is at least half hard. Should I do that, sweetie? Mm-hmm. Just like I thought. You're excited. You like the idea of my boyfriend sleeping in our bed and fucking me as often as he can. Because I'm so eager for him to get me pregnant. As much as it pains you, you even like the idea of being banished from acting like a dirty little cum slut after he's given me his load. I know you like the idea of being denied my pussy, too. You're a cuckold, sweetie. I know you love all of this. But, you know what I think you're going to love the most? I think you're going to love sitting outside our bedroom door and listening as I beg my boyfriend to knock me up. Mm-hmm. Well, your cock is so hard, sweetie. Is that because I'm right? Are you going to love waiting outside the bedroom and listening as I tell him to come inside me and get me pregnant? Are you going to pull out this little cock of yours and come as I beg him and plead for his come? Oh, please, please come inside me. Please come inside me and get me pregnant. Please give me your baby, please. Are you moaning because you're about to come just hearing me talk about what I'll be telling him? Oh, I think that's going to happen a lot over the next few weeks. Although, to be honest, I wouldn't be against it taking a few months for him to get me pregnant. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't mind spending a lot more time fucking my boyfriend. I wouldn't mind falling asleep with his cum inside me, waking up the next morning, sucking him until he's hard, and then having another go at getting pregnant with a real man's baby. Tell me you want it, sweetie. Tell me you're absolutely, positively certain that you want your wife to have a superior man's baby. That's a good boy. Now, it's time for you to leave the bedroom. I'm going to tell my boyfriend that I want to have his baby, and he's going to come over so we can get started tonight. Don't worry, though. You can listen at the door. You can jerk off while I tell him how badly I want him to get me pregnant instead of my loser, cuckold husband.